This next item on the agenda is public comments. Do you have anything else, Dan? Public comments. It's the opportunity for those in the audience who want to speak on matters. Or
we have one thing that we call Mr. Crossman, who was the attorney who had the.
Yeah.
He was supposed to oppose his civil charge and remove the structure and construction of the ACA prior to the 15th of March, 26th. He'd asked for what, 30 days, which the come into compliance is something that the commission imposed that wasn't something the staff could do. So.
Well, at least he's staying in contact with us, which is impressive at this juncture. So what's the pleasure of the commission?
Move to give him another 30 days.
Motion made by the kind and tender-hearted Mr. Schick to give him another 30 days. Is there a second?
Can't second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion
no.
carries. Oh, no. No, by the cold-hearted and cruel Mr. Sanders.
Gentlemen from the Eastern Shore.
Yeah. Public comments. Who wishes to be heard? Good afternoon, sir. How are you today?
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner.
Pleasure.
Thanks for hearing me out. I'm just here to represent the state's lobster fishery.
What's the name, sir?
Kelly. Joe Kelly. Eastern Shore. I believe we need an establishment of a lobster fishery plan for Virginia. Every state from Maine to Maryland has enacted a lobster management plan, most of them years ago. Most of them based on historical landings and whatnot. As a vessel from Virginia, I cannot land lobsters in any other states. However, currently, vessels from other states can land lobsters in Virginia. Naturally, this has created an existing loophole whereby vessels from other states can target an already limited resource off of our coast and land a catch in Virginia. This makes for an unfair situation, and acting on lobster management plan would enacting a lobster management plan would level the playing field, so to speak. This would also go hand in hand with the recently passed Fairness in Fishing bill that was passed unanimously by both House and Senate. And I don't think I can say anything. Any way that the commission could help me out, we'd greatly appreciate it.
Do you have a comment before I hear from Rob? Or? Rob, do you have a comment, please?
Under the plan, we've been de minimis for many years. It takes landings of an average of the most two recent years of 40,000 pounds. And I think we're about 25, 26,000 pounds and have hovered there for many years. So what we've done, and it's been several years, is comply with anything that the ASMFC brings forward. But as far as an active plan, we're not there, just as this gentleman indicated, because we are de minimis. As far as the landing, I'm not positive how that could be changed. So I assume it's a federal permit you're talking about?
Yes.
So it's a moratorium permit. So you know how that goes on the other states. We have to look.
We can, of course, look into it and see what's going on, if there's been any updates. Mr. Bowden?
We're currently de minimis, but if you had another vessel in there, we would no longer be de minimis. Because all it would take would be one additional vessel. So, I mean, you know, we're very close to not being de minimis. And we also have activity now off the Eastern Shore. We're on the very southern end of lobster range. Mm-hmm. Basically, you'll find very few 120 phantom, and most of the time you're in 80 to 100 phantom of water. So it's definitely an offshore fishery. We do now have several boats working off of the Eastern Shore, but they're landing in Cape May. My understanding, anyway, they are landing out of state. Being the only state that doesn't have anything, and being a federal fishery, any boat can land in this sector. If they things may change in the sector management, probably not in a good way. But you know, we discussed this. I discussed it with Mr. Kelly. We discussed it several times with Mr. Travelstad, and he thought we should move forward a year ago. But Mr. Kelly hasn't made it here until today, and I do really feel that we should go. And for some reason that I can't really answer, Mr. Travel said thought the appropriate place would be the Fin Fish Committee. Definitely not a Fin Fish, but I guess it's catch-all committee is what we all change the name to. And I really do think we need to do something, because as long as you're de minimis, there's no problems. We have to stay with the main focus of the regulations, but we have no specific regulations. I think all he's really interested in, he can correct me if he's wrong, is some kind of a landing type situation where vessels that's already landed will be able to continue to land in Virginia. A vessel that's never had a landing history in Virginia would not, because you know, right now you have a lot of boats in New England with the restrictions they've been put under that are looking for places to work. It would be an ideal place, most especially in the Hampton Roads area. There is a lot of seafood dealers. There may very well be. And this is all shore fishery, so you do have large enough boats that it would be no problem to work off of Chinktick, for example, and land in Hampton Roads. I really think it's something we need to look at. Mr. Trapp said thought the appropriate place would fit this committee. So I would like to see us explore it and move on with it.
Okay. Done. Thank you, Mr. Kelly.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else wish to be heard at public comments?